You know, I'm at that age now where I don't just fall over and get back up and, you know, heal quickly. So I kind of have to go to the gym regularly now to keep myself active, keep my joints working. So I was at the gym the other day, and for the last while, I walk into Talisman Center, which I guess it's Repsol Center now, and they have a room full of machines. You know the machines? You walk in, you sit down, you do your... And there's like, for people who don't go to the gym, there's a little picture. It's like, sit down like this, do this. It's pretty easy. And for the first little while, that was working good for me. It got me to the gym, and I do all my exercises, I go through my thing. But lately I've found that, you know, the push-up machine kind of hurts my shoulder because I got some injuries in there, and I can't quite figure out how to make it get around that anymore, and... There's an exercise I need to do, but they don't have a machine for that, so now I ventured into the free weight section. Yeah, this is the adult portion of the... But we laugh because, you know, you walk in there, there's just a room of barbells, and I'm like, well, where's the little picture that tells me what to do? Right? But what I found as I work through this, and that, you know, I'm kind of doing one of these, I'm the guy in the gym who's kind of sitting in the corner, and my eyes on the person next to me, I'm like, okay, you do, oh, that's how you do it. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I could do that. And then you do it, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, that hurt. Okay, well, I'll just adapt it. Oh, that's actually really good. You see, Friends Church, the way we do spirituality isn't like the machines. It's more like the free weights. And the free weights are beautiful because you can adapt them, you can make them to whatever you need, you can make them work for you, but it's a lot more work, isn't it? It's nice when you just have a little picture and just, okay, I do that and everything's okay. But the problem is we're not all the same. We don't all fit a spiritual machine, do we? The one size fits all. Some of us have spent time in church, and for whatever reason, you don't feel like you fit there anymore. And so you're in this process of unpacking your spirituality. We almost look, it's like you have a box of stuff that you grew up with and you're kind of doing this. You're like wondering, what's going to happen at the end of this sucker? Like, some of you jumped off the cliff and just was like, I'm done with this thing. But, you know, as you're singing, Gregory, I'm the great homesickness. That feeling like, okay, I threw it all out for however long, but now it's, there's something I'm missing now. And so I gotta figure out how to come back to something that's gonna work. That's beautiful. Some of you, this whole idea of spirituality, you've never had any background in it, you don't know anything about it, you walk into Friends Church, blank slate, and you're just like, so what do I do? You look around at all the things you can do, you're just going, wow, this place is almost overwhelming. Some of you, you actually still could fit in traditional church. You're like a chameleon. But chances are there's something that happened in your life at some point where you said, I think I need to love differently or accept differently or be a part of a community that can accept anyone no matter where they are. And so without, even though you can fit wherever, your journey is about this openness and acceptance. So how do we create a spiritual machine for all of those people in all of those different places, a one-size-fits-all? Doesn't work that way, does it? So we put out the free weights. But unlike going into a free weight gym and being all alone, there's actually some people we can use to guide us. Some of us in our journey, it feels so overwhelming to try and figure out the spirituality. We're just like, I don't even know what to do. But we actually have some spiritual ancestors who wrote down their workouts. And they wrote down more workouts and more workouts. And then people went through and found the best workouts and wrote those ones down. And they collected them into books and so. And pretty soon we have the Bible. And so for this next series we're going to do, we're going to take a look at a series of spiritual workouts that have been around for thousands of years. Chances are you won't be able to just do that workout, but it'll spark you to figure out your workout, what you need to do. The English name of the book is called Numbers, which sounds super boring because it sounds like math, unless you're a math geek like me, in which case it sounds awesome. The Hebrew word for it is in the wilderness. I've had three stories this morning already of people who said, this last week, this last month, this last few months, I have been in the wilderness. And I need some help. So I want to invite you to come back. Starting next week and running for the next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about being in the wilderness and hear about the spiritual workouts of our spiritual ancestors. You'll love it.